Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The DH, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Umbarger. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Gorenski. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Pizik. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pizik, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. North moves to second. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall catches it and throws to second with Smalley covering, to double up North. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umbarger fires to first and has Terrell trapped. There's the throw to Scott, who tags Terrell for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball four. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil scores. Cusick moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cusick scores. Ford moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball four. Ford moves to third. Gorenski moves to second. Mike Norris now pitching. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scott. Ford scores. Gorenski moves to third. Borgman moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive for a triple. There's an error on the play. Gorenski scores. Borgman scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. Carew moves all the way to home. It's 7-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Heil reaches second base with a double. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Rick Langford now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford takes first base on ball four. Heil moves to third. Cusick moves to second. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gorenski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball four. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall strikes out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heil hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smalley. Picciolo moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Picciolo scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. North moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page takes first base on ball 4. North moves to third. Sanguilan moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. North tags and scores. Sanguilan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Twins. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gorenski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gorenski moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Carew reaches second base with a double. There goes Smalley trying to get to home. Page throws the ball into Picciolo, who relays the ball to Sanguillan, who tags Smalley, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pizik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. North hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuzik strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gorenski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Cubbage goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Twins. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 10-2, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heil hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Schuler now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory hits a line drive into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.